to the $100 MBA Show, your daily dose of business goodness every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And in today's episode, you will learn how when you do different, you'll get different. If you're listening to this right now and you're not happy with the way your business is growing, the way your business is flourishing, the way you're growing as a person, then this is the lesson for you. Albert Einstein is widely credited with saying, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result." So today's episode is all about how you can do different to get different, how to change your habits, how to change the way you spend your time, how to change the environment around you so you can get better results for you and your business. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Start in CLE. If you're interested in starting a business the right way or investing in young startups, listen to Start in CLE. It's a podcast that discusses how Cleveland is focusing on unique opportunities while supporting the entrepreneurs of tomorrow. I'm talking to you, LeBron. Listen to Start in CLE at 2016cle.com/podcast. Again, that's 2016cle.com/podcast. I want to start today's episode with a personal story, and it's very relevant to today's lesson. I'm going to plainly and honestly tell you that I didn't start to see significant results in my business and the growth of my business until I started to do some radically different things in my life. I say radical just to emphasize how different my life was. I downsized my life. I sold my car. I lowered my expenses so I can afford to start a business full time. You see, I side hustled for a very long time. About 10 years, I built businesses on the side, but I never saw it grow to the point where it could sustain my lifestyle. So it just dawned on me that I got to do something different if I want to get a different result. And that included going full time as an entrepreneur, but I just couldn't just quit my job with no plan. I had to make sure that I was lowering my expenses. I had to make sure that I was putting in the time and the work and the effort to build this business. I also had to get out of my comfort zone. I had to meet new people, how to grow my network. I had to sometimes ask for favors, things that you don't want to do, things that you normally don't do. I mean, when I was in a job, when I was in teaching, I was self-reliant, so to speak. I would just do what I had to do a great job. I'd walk into work and do my duties, and I would get paid, and that's the end of the story. But business is not like that. Business is not just about what you know or how hard you work. It's also about who you know, the network around you. And that was something I really had to come to terms with, that I can't do this alone. I got to build my business around the right people. So I had to make some really tough decisions as I was building my business, as I was becoming an entrepreneur, a full-time entrepreneur. And it wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But let's get real here. Are you going to get different results if you keep doing the same thing? Of course not. So today's lesson is going to be broken into a few segments: habits, environment, how you spend your time, and experimenting in your business. Let's start with habits. You got to be really careful about the habits that you have, because there are bad habits, but there's also good habits. So one of the first things that you have to learn as a full-time entrepreneur is that you have to build some really good habits. You got to get in the routine of getting up at a certain time and pushing yourself to get to work and do things and build things, and not just fluff around about Facebook. So be conscious of your habits. Write down what you do every single day now. You got to get real with it. Start with, from the moment that you open your eyes in your bed, what do you do from that moment on until you close your eyes to go to bed? Write them down and criticize yourself. Ask yourself, are these the habits of a successful entrepreneur? If not, what do you need to do differently? How do you segment your time? How do you work on certain things in your business? How do you help grow your business? How do you become better as an entrepreneur? Habits are powerful because they're consistent actions. Anything you do consistently is super powerful. This podcast is a testament to that. Every single day we have a new podcast episode. And because of that, we were able to grow our audience, grow our show, be a top business podcast. I mean, today's episode 691, nearly 700 episodes. We have a library of knowledge. That's incredibly powerful because we built that habit. I always like to say that habits are the consistent actions that make you who you are. What you do consistently is what you are, is what you're known for. So keep that in mind. Review your current habits and see how you can change them so you can have better results. Number two, your environment. So critical. You cannot be immune to your environment. You have to be aware of the environment you're in. The environment includes the people around you, includes the physical environment you're in. It actually includes the actual environment, like the weather. I found it incredibly difficult in New York when I was living there because it's freezing cold half the year, and I'm horrible when it comes to cold. I excel in warm weather. That's just who I am as a person. Be aware of that. That's just a simple example. But more importantly, who do you spend your time with? You got to do something different about the people you're around if they're negatively impacting your success. I really believe that other people either bring you up or drag you down. There's nobody that just keeps you where you are. That's not how life is. There's no stasis in life. You're either moving up or you're moving down. So be aware of that. Take stock of who you spend your time with. As Jim Rohn says, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So take a look at the people that you spend the most time with. Are these people dragging you down or bringing you up? And choose one of the two. Don't say neither. I know it gets difficult with family sometimes, but you got to know that that environment will affect you. So do something differently about your environment if you want different results. Your time is the next thing I want to go over. If there's one huge lesson I've learned as an entrepreneur over the years is that your time is your biggest asset. You cannot buy time. You cannot earn back time. You can't turn back time regardless of what Cher says. Corny joke, I know. But the point here is that time is your biggest asset. So be aware of how you spend your time, even your free time. Take a look at this last week. How did you spend your time? Experiment. Try something completely different. Change the way you spend your time this coming week, even if that time is just your free time after work, and see what results you get. See how you feel. See what happens in your life. I guarantee you, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Recently, I switched from watching a certain amount of hours of Netflix to reading books. I used to read before, but I increased my reading time, and I'm happier. I'm calmer. I'm more relaxed. And it's more enjoyable when I do watch Netflix or a movie now. Lastly, let's talk about experimenting in your business. You need to do things differently in order to see different results, whether that's in marketing, in branding, in your sales copy, in your landing pages, whatever it is. You can't just rely on what you've been doing. You have to try things differently. That's how you get different results. You can't rest on your laurels. You can't say, this is working, I'm going to just keep on doing it. You can keep on doing it, but you got to try something else in a different area. I'll give you a perfect example in our business. I used to create our own Facebook ads. I used to create the ads. I used to run the ads in Facebook. I used to do all the budgeting and all the audiences and things like that. I used to take a whole bunch of my time. And I got certain results. And they weren't bad. I mean, they were pretty good. I was making a profit off the ads. But then I hired somebody else to do it for me. Somebody who is an expert. Somebody who's been doing this for a very long time. Who manages other people's accounts that I really respect. And yes, I had to pay this person X amount of dollars. But I got better results. And the results I got from the ad paid for the salary I had to pay this person, and then some. And I got my time back. I didn't have to spend time on it anymore. It just was taken care of. Brilliant. So you got to experiment. Even if it's just for a month, it's worth it. You got to do different to get different. I can't say it enough. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Quip. The way we work today is dumb. Drowning in email, interrupted by meetings, and getting nothing done. Stop asking yourself, where's that file? What decision was made? Who's got this information? Quit working dumb. It's not your fault. It's the tools you use. Work smart with Quip. Communicate with as little email as possible and nothing gets lost. Every living document in Quip has a built-in chat function so you can communicate with your team. Communicate in real time about the content being created. No more email chains and sharing links with attachments via email. Easily manage your team with share folders and notifications. And Quip also features Slack integration. We all love Slack. Today, over 1 million users and thousands of teams have adopted Quip's living documents over email, files, and superfluous chat. Here are just a few of the companies that use Quip. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, CNN, Quora, New Relic, Instacart, Product Hunt, Stripe, and a whole lot more. Try it for yourself. Get 6 months of the Quip team plan for free. Just visit quip.com/MBA. That's quip.com/MBA. And you'll get 6 months free with the Quip team plan. You got nothing to lose. 6 months absolutely free. quip.com/MBA. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, I want you to go away with this idea that I just can't keep on doing the same thing over and over. If I want drastic results, I got to do something drastically. I got to change something different in my life. I got to change things in my business. I got to take different approaches. This is especially important if you've been struggling for some time, if you've been spinning your wheels. It could be something as simple as the fact that you're not spending enough time on your business. Maybe you're going to need to go hard for a few months and just dedicate all your free time to growing your business to get to the point where you're profitable. Even if you dedicate the next 3 months of all your free time to your business and you don't get that drastic, amazing result you're looking for, it's an incredible learning experience and you'll know exactly what it means to go all in on something. And I'd be surprised if you don't see different results with such different action. Guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Do us a favor, let your friends know about the $100 MBA Show. Send out a tweet, put it on Facebook. Just say, hey, I listened to the $100 MBA Show. Check them out at 100mba.net/show. You can help us grow and help us reach new audiences. Thank you in advance for doing that. That means so much to us. All right, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode, Free Ride Friday, where we talk about, are you playing business or doing business? Big difference. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. A lot of what I said today is pretty easy if you live alone. But if you live with other people, significant other, family, children, even parents, then you really need to get them on board. You really need to sit down and have a meeting in your house and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing differently in the next few months. I'm not doing this to show off or to beat on my chest. I'm doing this so I can get your support, so you understand what I'm trying to do. So if I say no to an engagement, a social engagement, because I'm working on my business, you don't get upset. And it won't hurt if they support you, if they're rooting for you, if they're positive with you. When you're building a business, you need all the help you can get. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.